five musicians are gathered in the basement of a brick bungalow in Brookside. Jeff Harshberger and his band, The Revisionists, are breathing new musical life into the story of True Grit. It's a tale of vengeance. Maddie Ross recalls tracking her father's killer through Indian territory in 1873. Jeff Harshberger plays bass and guitar.
True Grit is such a strong story, and it's Maddie's story. And in that story, there's a lot of re-remembering. I find that a really fascinating perspective to write from. And I think that's a key component of folk music, a romanticizing of certain ideals and certain times and certain historical moments that may or may not have happened.
Combined with the mythology of memory are historical characters. The fictional one-eyed marshal, Rooster Cogburn, a hired gun, agrees to help 14-year-old Maddie in her quest. Cogburn tells Maddie he served with Confederate leader William Quantrell during the Civil War. That led the Revisionists to a traditional song about Quantrell's raid on Lawrence, Kansas. Musician Casey Rausch says she discovered her family has ties to this history.
Several of my family members actually rode with Quantrell's raiders and has connections there, something that I've struggled with personally. So I'm really grateful to have this project to dive a little deeper into that history of my family and learn how to maybe accept and cope with it, because there is a lot of harshness there that is not in my nature, necessarily. Again, embracing that and trying to understand those emotions that the people that wrote those songs felt, I think is another way for us to understand the mentality of that time period.
To evoke the late 1800s, the musicians search for historical music, but they also created original material. For Harshberger, it was important to find ways to relate to the characters on a more personal level.
Maddie's single-mindedness is something that I think most musicians can identify with and feel very akin to. There are hymns that are important to Maddie. There are things that make her miss home, or things that bolster up her resolution to see this thing through, this very adult thing that she's chosen. Rooster's conflicted morality. Coming from a jazz background and growing up with a lot of older jazz musicians, you meet a lot of really good men that do a lot of really bad things. And I like that in Rooster. I see a lot of my mentors in him.
Betsy Ellis grew up listening to fiddle music from the Arkansas Ozarks. She brings 20 years of plain folk music to this project.
It's been really fun to look at not only the few fiddle tunes that are mentioned specifically in the novel, but to think about material that might have been played by people at the time the novel takes place.
Here, the 1870s gospel hymn Beulah Land is lifted directly from the novel True Grit. Again, Casey Rausch.
Well, one of the songs I'll be singing is called Beulah Land, which is a historical song talking about the connection of the people to the land and their spirituality. So there's a lot of variation, I feel like, in the songs we're bringing. We've got the high-energy fiddle tunes, we've got some gospel tunes, and I think it represents the era well.
Ellis says they're not trying to recreate the authentic sound of music performed in a pre-recorded era.
Some of the new things about some of the songs is even just taking a very new approach to an old song. Jeff is singing the classic from Stephen Foster, Hard Times, Come Again No More, which has been sung and recorded and played over many different generations, of course, but his approach to it sounds at once modern and still brings you back to the ancient when you really listen to the lyrical content.
Let us pause in life's pleasures. Then you feel the next chords come. But that first chord can always hang.
I think it's just the how the molecules in the air vibrate when the five of us get together and start bringing our own experiences to the table and just figure out how it is we can make the thing sound right. You know, there's just that, as you're probing a tune for its identity, there's just that moment where it's right, and the air suddenly feels different, and this is what we have to do. And not resting until you have that moment.
Harshberger says he hopes that the sounds of True Grit will bring a deeper meaning to the reading of the novel. Julie Denishay, KCUR News.